Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, King Jesus. We thank the presence of the Holy Spirit this morning as we greet all the listeners at Radio Pulpit. Our scripture reading is Genesis chapter 4. We are going to read from verse 19 until verse 24. Lifundeka kanje NIV. Lamech married two women, one named Ada and the other named Zillah. And Ada gave birth to Jabal. He was the father of those who live in a tent and raise livestock. His brother's name was Jubal. He was the father of all who play the harp and flute. Zillah also had a son, Tubal-Cain, who forged all kinds of tools out of bronze and iron. Tubal-Cain's sister was Naamah. Lamech said to his wife, Ada and Zillah, "Listen to me, wives of Lamech. Hear my words. I have killed a man for wounding me, a young man for injuring me. If Cain is avenged 7 times and Lamech 70 times 7, Silbonge izwi kaNkulunkulu ekuseni kwanamhlanje. Siyabona ukuthi ke manje bangcwele lapha sikhuluma ngani ngendaba lomndoda, the first polygamy esabona ipractice yaqala ngaye uLamech. Manje the Bible tells us ukuthi kulamakhosikazi amabili akhe bekunalo kuthiwa uAda. And Uada wazala 2 sons, uJabal noJubal. These were men of great accomplishment. Abantu babenza izinto einkulu, according to what we read in the Bible. And now Zillah, the other wife, had a son and daughter whose name was Tubal-Cain, who was a blacksmith who forged tools of bronze and iron. He was known as the master of craftsmen. Manje siyabona ukuthi those two women ngendlela ababakhulise ngayo laba bantwana babakhulisa ngendlela enhle ngoba namhlanje uma sibheka ukuthi emabandleni ethu namhlanje kudlalwa amahabu kudlala amafluti siyabona no David ukuthi wayedlala uhati bakhona ba musician namhlanje aba ku music abanga some of them, they don't even know who invented those instruments abadlala ngazo. But manje siyathola ukuthi the person who invented ama instrument namhlanje esiwakhalisayo emabandleni namanye aba ku music ku secular ukuthi a person who invented instrument ezo music it was Jubal. Now the Bible also tells us ngalo uTubal-Cain omnye umfazi kulaba fazi besithembu ukuthi yena bekumuntu osebenza ngebronze and iron. Namhlanje sinazo izinto ezinhle which are made out of ibronze. Sinazo zonke lezo zinto. Manje ke mangcwele ekuseni kwanamhlanje into engithanda ukuthi sibheke ukuthi these were grandchildren is kaMathusela, the father of Lamech. Siyakhumbula indaba kaMathusela ukuthi was the man who lived the longest life emhlabeni. Manje uma sibheka ukuthi abantwana bakhe, those 3 sons uLamech, they were very successful. And at the same time uma sibheka ukuthi uLamech was not ignorant ngezwi likaNkulunkulu ngani ngoba he quoted a scripture kumakhosikazi wakhe uma ezoripeta imada aye wayikhomitha and makaqeda wakhuluma ngevesi lapha ukuthi i-24 ukuthi if Cain is avenged 7 times then Lamech 77 times manje lawo mazwi lawo siyabona ukuthi yila noJesu Kristu uma ibuzwa uPetro ukuthi uma umuntu onile kufanele umthethelele kangakanani manje siyathola ukuthi kula sithola ukuthi 77 times yaqala khona la manje lana ekuseni kwanamhlanje into esikhuluma ukuthi compromising the word of God sibona ukuthi uLamech lona was compromising izwi likaNkulunkulu ngani ngoba ubone ukuthi kube kuhle ukuthi abulale a young man. Abantwana bakhe they were prospering. Abantwana bakhe they were skillful. But yena u proud ngokuthi he has killed a young man. Yizinto namhlanje esizibonayo namhlanje bangcwele ukuthi today sinabantu akamama drug lords abantu abanikeza abantwana abancane ama drugs. They've destroyed impilo zabantwana bona bathathe imali yabo bayofundisa abantwana babo kuyikolo ezibest. Even nakuma government ethu sithola ukuthi kunabantu abaphumelelayo abantwana babo bafunde ezikolweni ezikahle kodwa when you look at a service delivery. There's no service delivery. Kukhona abantwana eOnatali abahamba becrossa imifula kungena ma bridge beya ezikolweni and the other people abathi namhlanje imali ekufanele ukuthi yenze umsebenzi othile okwakhe ibridge bayibone ukuthi kuhle bayifake esikhwameni. Manje it's easy ukuthi sizifunde lezi zinto singaboni singakwazi ukuzibheka thina ukuthi thina where do we fall kwizinto ezifana nezo ezolameke ngoba namhlanje bakhona bolameke abalomeke who have killed i pride yabantwana abolameke abenza ukuthi abasha bethu namhlanje babe depressed abalameke namhlanje ababulela abantwana bephila ngoba namhlanje abasha some of the young people they've lost hope some of the young people bafa behamba ngani ngoba there's a man obone yena kube kuhle ukuthi abantwana bakhe baphumelele bese kuba khona abantwana abangakwazi ukuphumelela njengayo uLameke esimbona abakho abantwana ba skillfully bama inventors benza izinto ezinhle kodwa he was so proud ukuthi aquote izwi kaNkulunkulu meaning that ebazi ukuthi akafanelanga lento ayenze it was outside the law it was outside the grace but the word of God was there ngani ngoba ngezikhathi zabo babelazi izwi kaNkulunkulu ngoba naku uyaquotwa la ukuthi manje ukhaini yena wa avenger this years but manje uLameke yena avenger this years manje ekseni kwanamhlanje sikhuluma ngani ngokukompromisa izwi likaNkulunkulu ukuthi nanamhlanje isenziwa. When a father, he was so proud enough that he announced a murder of a young man. Na namhlanje bangcwele isenziwa manje uma sibheka elinye ilizwi sisakhumbula sisakhuluma ngendaba yokukompromisa. It's not the only person. It's not the only place lapho esibona ukukompromisa izwi kaNkulunkulu. Nalapha uma sifunda bangcwele kuLeviticus sifunda lapha kuchapter 24 uverse 10 wakhona until 16 wakhona. Lithi leli lizwi. Now the son of an Israelite mother and an Egyptian father went out among the Israelites and broke out in the camp between him and the Israelites. The son of an Israelite woman blasphemed the name with a curse. So they brought him to Moses. His mother's name was Shilomit, the daughter of Dipri. Or the Danite. They put him in custody until the will of the Lord should be made to clear them. Then the Lord said to Moses, take the blasphemer outside the camp. All those who heard him lay their hands on his head, and the entire assembly is to stone him. Say to the Israelites, if anyone curses his God, he will be held responsible. Anyone who blasphemes the name of the Lord must be put to death. The entire assembly must stone him, whether an alien or a native born. When he blasphemes the name, he must be put to death. Now we see enye bangwele. Ukuthi namhlanje, sithola lo mfazi ongusholomothi. USholomothi knew ukuthi uNkulunkulu wathini. UNkulunkulu wayengafuni ukuthi bashade nabantu bezizwe. Nango uyoshada nomgibitha. Ene make shada nomgibitha loyo. Kuyasitshela ukuthi utshelo nomi never taught umntanakhe ngani ngalo uNkulunkulu lo kwaIsrayeli. Ngani ngoba izwi kaNkulunkulu liyasitshela ukuthi this child started to blaspheme uNkulunkulu kaIsrayeli. Wathuka uThixo kaIsrayeli. Ngani ngoba kusho ukuthi umamakhe utshelo nomi azange amfundise ngalo Thixo waIsrayeli. Ngani ngoba wayeshade nomgibitha. Now we see even lapha kuncwadi yabahluleli, Judges chapter 2 verse 10, lithi, after the whole generation been gathered to the fathers, another generation grew up who knew neither the Lord nor what he had done for Israel. Manje siyabona lithi, then the Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord and served the Baals. Manje lapho liyasitshela ukuthi kukhona abomama nabobaba abangazange babatshela abantwana babo njengaye ushelo muthi lona. Kuyabonakalisa ukuthi azange amtshele abantwana bakhe ngalo Thixo, and yet izwi likaNkulunkulu liyasho ukuthi bangcwele. Uma silifunda kwincwadi kaDeuteronomy, kudingeka ukuthi abazali bahlale. Lithi kuDeuteronomy chapter 6 wakhona uverse 4 to 9 lithi, hear O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. This commandment that I give you today are to be upon your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at your home and when you walk on the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as a symbol on your head and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. Siyalibona ke lapho izwi kaNkulunkulu ukuthi wabatshela ukuthi makuhlalwe nabantwana bafundiswe. Uthi maba impresse ebantwaneni izwi likaNkulunkulu. Athi uThixo, talk about them when you sit at your home and when you walk along the road. Manje siyabona ukuthi bangcwele even nanamhlanje. Noma ngabe i-religion, noma ngabe imikhuleko isusiwe ezikolweni, but as a parents we've got a responsibility ekudingeka ukuthi abantwana bethu sibathitshe ngezwi likaNkulunkulu, sihleli nabo, sihamba nabo estradeni. Manje sithola ukuthi namhlanje izikolo zethu zinje, namhlanje kunama drugs ezikolweni, namhlanje abantwana bethu badelelo thishere, and we are blaming other people, and yet uma ubheke emakhayeni ethu we don't have time yokuhlala nabantwana sikhulume ngoNkulunkulu. Namhlanje uthola ukuthi sonke sihlele emafonini, namhlanje saza amasopi wonke nokuthi ubani o-acta kwisopi ethile, and abantwana uma bephuma there's nothing abayizwile from thina singabazali baye ezikolweni bafike benze izinto abazenzayo, then who to blame? Ngoba izwi kaNkulunkulu liyasitshela ukuthi sithi sihleli nabo. Kufuneka ukuthi ngelinye ilanga sike senze ukuthi baze abantwana ukuthi there's a Bible study la endlini ngesikhathi esithile. Kufanele baze abantwana ukuthi ngesikhathi esithile siyawavala amathelevishini sikhuluma ngoThixo. Namhlanje kube bekunjalo nasezikolweni kube akukho nje. Manje siyabona ukuthi naye this woman izwi kaNkulunkulu elisitshela ngaye kuncwadi yamaLeviticus ukuthi this woman wayishade nomgibitha, and kusho ukuthi this woman never told umntanakhe ngalo Thixo. That is why this boy had to blaspheme uNkulunkulu, athuke igama likaNkulunkulu. Ngani? Ngoba the mother never instructed him ukuthi uThixo ubani, never taught him ukuthi uNkulunkulu ubani. Ngani? Ngoba mhlawumbe ebemthitha ngoThixo baseGibhitha la bebuya khona. Asazi ukuthi why she never told umntanakhe uShelomithi. Manje the Shelomithi nanamhlanje abafazi abafana nalaba abangasho lutho ngoThixo ebantwaneni, bafuna ukuthi somebody else kube uyena obatshela ngoNkulunkulu. Manje if we don't impress the command of God upon the hearts of our children, silezi into esizibona yona namhlanje. Manje reason in is our Bibles. We have a book again, Ganahuni. When we look at the book Ganahuni, the book of Nahuni was written 100 years after Ubani lo owaya eNineve. Owathunywa ukuthi aye le uyena waphuma waya kwenye indawo eTarashishi. That book was written after 100 years. Uma uThixo ebona ukuthi laba bantu baseNineve, although waba forgive, although ba repent, but they never told their children ngento eright uThixo ayifunayo. That is why today we see the book of Nahum. It is written for the generation elandelayo engabalalelanga umthetho kaNkulunkulu, eyenze the very same things ezazenziwa ngabantwana babo, ezenze ukuthi uNkulunkulu athumele inceku ukuthi iyoshumayela eNineve. Manje masifunda uPsalm 78 uverse 4 sithola uthi uDavide lapho, we will not hide them from their children to the generation to come. We will not hide what God has done. That's a decision azenzele yona uDavide. What we will not hide izinto uThixo azenzile to our children, to the generation to come, will not hide what God had done. Besathi ku Psalm 71, uDavid at, oh God, do not forsake me, even to an old age, and goes and if my hair goes gray, until I proclaim your mighty works to another generation. That was a prayer kaDavid. Acela kuThixo ukuthi Baba, ungangilahli, kudingeka ukuthi labantwana engibazele nezizukulwana ngibatshele ngawe. Manje namhlanje sinama investment asiwenzayo. Many people, they invest money for their children. Many people, they leave material things to their children. That is good. But there's an investment esingayenza ebantwaneni bethu edlula i-investment yemali, i-investment yezwi likaNkulunkulu. Uyabona ngikhuluma lento ngani ngoba my parents made an investment empilweni yami. Nawe, maybe your parents made an investment. Some people, they've made an investment kithi. Namhlanje sikhulile sishumayela izwi kaNkulunkulu ngoba salizwa kuma-SCM. Kuma-SCM, Student Christian Movement. That is where I got saved. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje sine investment ekufanele siyenze ebantwaneni bethu ukuthi they must not blaspheme the word of God. Manje ekuseni sisezavala bangcwele. Ukhona othi Chinese proverbs ethi, do not confine your children to your own learning, for they were born in another time. Angithi nanamhlanje abantwana bethu bathi nabazukulu sasingekho esikhathini senu. Even there's a proverb, a Chinese proverb, do not confine your children to your own learning, for they were born in another time. But let me say this morning, as you are about to close, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Izwi kaNkulunkulu alijiki. Ukuthi uNkulu uJesu uyena izolo, uJesu uyena namhlanje, uJesu uyena naphakade. Sengivala bangcwele, mawuso ufunda ekhaya ulaphayana kuNehemiah chapter 6 uverse 14 ubone nomnye umfazi, a prophetess by the name of Noadia, owathatha i-bribe enzela ukuthi kubulawe uNehemiah, evumelana noSanballat noTobiya. Manje she was a prophetess, but she compromised the word of God ngokuthi athathe i-bribe ayoqamba amanga kuNehemiah. Kuyenzeka nanamhlanje njengoba izwi kaNkulunkulu lithi i-bribe ivala amehlo abantu. May God richly bless you ekuseni. Ukuthi ngithanda ukubuza ukuthi wena ulicompromisa kuphi, ngani izwi likaNkulunkulu ngoba ba kudingeka ukuthi uThixo sekekhulumile. Let us do an introspection, sizibone ukuthi kuphi la sicompromise khona ngani, ngoba igrace isenza ukuthi sibone ngathi everything is fine, kanti igrace kaNkulunkulu isiphi ithuba lokuphenduka. This is the time to repent. May God richly bless us. Father, we thank you this morning. We ask you, Holy Spirit, for your forgiveness. La es compromise ekona izwi lakho Nkosi yami, Baba, ngegama lika Jesu Kristu wase Nazareth. Amen.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM, radio for believers in action.